Blog Talk Radio.
Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather together in barns. Let me read that again. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So, why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will I eat, or what shall I drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for today is its own troubles. And this is what I want you sheep to remember. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I have read to you the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25. I think it was verse 24 through verse 34. Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, creator of all things, I humble myself to you. Thank you, Father God, for giving us all things and wealth, good health, sane mind, family, education, love, peace, happiness, and the much more that you offer. It is you, Father God in heaven, whom I wish to serve. Thank you for blessing us with everything that you know we sheep and shepherds need. Thank you for not allowing natural disasters to take place in Detroit, Michigan, as has happened in the past few days, or even a few hours if that matter, in other parts of the United States. I thank you for blessing the city of Detroit. Detroit is a blessed city. And Father, I also thank you for removing the oppressors who are trying to steal the city of Detroit from us, as well as Detroit's assets, like Belle Isle, just to name one. I ask that you remove them from power this day, whether it be the governor, the mayor, or the Supreme Court of Michigan. Amen. And thank you for answering my prayer. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Now, those of you who have been listening to me over this past year and a half, I want you to have your pen or your pencil and paper. In fact, you know to have those things, as well as your King James Version of the Bible. In fact, your New King James Version of the Bible, and a cold glass of water. Now, this program is about reading to you from the Bible. And we left off reading the last time in the Old Testament book of Daniel. I want you to turn there. The book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 10. And I will start reading now, and I hope and pray and ask God to allow me to read from Daniel, chapter 4, verse 10. Finish reading that chapter, and we'll get started next week on chapter 5, if it is God's will. Oh, let me say this while it is on my mind. Those of you who have been called to do God's work, I know you may be fearful. I was so fearful, I was shaking. My voice trembled. But the more I do this, the better I become at doing it. So I want to encourage you to just step out there on faith, no matter what, and do your assignment that God has given you. The book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 10, let's start reading. These were the visions of my head while on my bed. I was looking, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and became strong. Its height reached the heavens, and it could be seen to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were lovely, its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it. The birds of the heavens dwelt in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. I saw in the vision of my head while on my bed, and there was a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, chop down the tree and cut off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts get out from under it and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump and the roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze. Let the tender grass of the field, and the tender grass of the field, let it be wet with the dew of heaven. And let him, listen up, sheep. It's switching now. It was talking about a tree. Now it is saying, and let him graze with the beast and on the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from that of a man. Let him be given the heart of an animal, and let seven times pass over him. I think the seven times are 7 years. This decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. What does that do for my prayer? Did I just pray? Well, I still ask it, but I have to understand that God sets over it whomever he wills, and they are the lowest of men. Let's continue reading at verse 8, starting at verse 18. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all of the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able. The spirit of the holy God is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. The trees that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were lovely and its fruit abundant, and which was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and on whose branches the birds of heaven had their habitation. It is you, O King, who have grown to become strong, for your greatness has grown and reached the heavens, and your dominion to the ends of the earth. And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven, saying, chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beast of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my Lord the King. They shall drive you from men, and the day that they are talking about are the watchers, I believe. That's found in verse 17. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. That's a message to someone. And inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules. Therefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lessening of your prosperity. And all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. Let me read that again, verse 28. All this came upon Nebuchadnezzar at the end of 12 months. And this is why I'm saying I believe that to be 7 years, because he's saying seven times. And then right here it is saying, at the end of 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty? Well, right now, King Nebuchadnezzar is being proud. And what I want to do is turn to the book of Proverbs, verse chapter 6. And I want to read to you the things that God teaches. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 starts, it says, These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. The first thing, a proud look. The second thing, a lying tongue. The third thing, hands that shed innocent blood. So you doctors and nurses who are performing abortions, stop it. For those of you who have in your heart to kill, oops, take it out. God hates that. And a heart that devises wicked plans. Those of you who are still trying to steal Detroit, stop it. You're devising wicked plans against us Detroiters. The fifth thing, feet that are swift and running to evil. The sixth thing, a false witness who speaks lies. And the seventh thing, and one who sows discord among brethren. So those are the things that God hates. And right now, King Nebuchadnezzar has been punished for being proud. He has been made to. Well, let's finish reading, pick up reading at verse 31, and you'll know what happened to him. And I may even come back and say that he has been driven mad for 7 years. Okay, let's pick up at verse 31. While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom has departed from you, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling will be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and give it to whomever he chooses. At that very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning King Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair had grown like eagle feathers and his nails like bird claws. So right now what I'm thinking is that because Nebuchadnezzar was proud and would not accept whomever God has chosen to lead the people, I could say like an example would be the United States of America, but I won't. Nebuchadnezzar was driven crazy for seven years, because he did not realize or accept that God gives the kingdom to whomever he chooses. Let's read on, verse 34. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed or regarded as nothing. He does according to his will in his army of heaven. And among all the inhabitants of the earth, no one can restrain his hand or say to him, no, or say to him, what have you done? At the same time, my reason returned to me, and not for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and my splendor returned to me. Let me read this again. Verse 36. At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor return to me. My counselors and nobles restored it to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the King of Heaven, all of whose works are true, and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride shall be made abased or humble. He will humble you. And see, at the beginning of chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar tells the people, let me just read this quickly, and then in at chapter 5. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, to all people, nations, languages that dwell in all of the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. So Nebuchadnezzar has told all the people what has happened to him. God humbled him for 7 times until he knew that the kingdom of heaven, God gives the kingdom of earth to men. What it says here in verse 17. Well, let me just read verse 32. And they shall, well, let me start at, at the end of verse 32. He was cursed, but 7 times had passed over him until he knows that the Most High God rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. Now, that's the message that I want you all to get today, and that's the end of reading of chapter 4, and I will come back next time and read chapter 5. Let's have a word of closing prayer, and it's my usual prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the good things that you've done for us, and we especially thank you for protecting us from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debt as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember, take our Heavenly Father God along with you wherever you go. And if it is God's will, I will be with you next time.
We've got to walk on walk on through temptation, 'cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.